It's a calm and sunny February day at 8,700 feet above sea level. Snow surveyor Derek Weil plunges a long metal tube into deep snow on McClure Pass, south of Carbondale.
I like to kind of hold it up and let it kind of pendulum itself into straight up and down. And then with a sort of swift, but not too hard, plunge, you try to sink it down to the soil surface in one shot.
The tube sinks down nearly 3 feet. Weil, who's with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, scribbles the number in a notepad, then puts the tube on a spring balance to weigh the snow.
So this is in 1 inches or 1 ounces. So 31 for the weight of the tube and the core. And then our tube tear weight is 20.5.
With some quick math, Weil finds the snow has a 30% snow water density. Weil isn't alone up in this snowy aspen grove. About a dozen people on skis and snowshoes are observing the process. The field trip is thanks to the nonprofit Roaring Fork Conservancy. Sue Edelstein of Carbondale says she's always been interested in water.
I was a ranger for the national parks in Yosemite in the 70s and would sometimes go out on snow measurements in the Sierra. So I was curious to see what the change in technology was over the years, over the decades.
The snowpack is water storage for industries tightly tied to water.
We use a lot of water, but we basically use whatever comes.
Roy Savage is also on the field trip. He operates a ranch near Rifle. He's been measuring snow depth for 3 decades. It's one way to determine how much water he'll get for growing hay.
Our agriculture is completely dependent upon water diversion, irrigation. We get a little spring pasture, but if we don't irrigate, we don't get a crop.
His measuring tape readings provide some data, but Savage also depends on field readings from snow surveyor Derek Weil and data from so-called snowtell sites that dot mountaintops across the western U.S.
This is it. This is what they all sort of look like.
Weil stands below a snowtell site, not far from where the group took manual snow readings. A green shack shaped like a cylinder holds batteries and plumbing. Nearby instruments measure precipitation, temperature, snow density, and depth. Hourly data is transmitted through meteor burst technology that uses the Earth's ionosphere.
It's not cell service, it's not a satellite. It's actually using this 1970s sort of Star Wars technology to transmit the data back.
The data is used in stream flow forecasts that predict how much water might flow along rivers like the Roaring Fork. February's warm and dry conditions lowered snowpack in western Colorado, but the National Weather Service predicts March may bring change with a wetter than normal forecast. On Monday, snowtell readings in the Roaring Fork Valley were between 75 and 102% of normal. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.